Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Ed, will we see hundreds of cars with no drivers on the front seat on San Francisco streets?
Not quite. I mean, this is an exciting step forward in the world of autonomous vehicles and self-driving cars, but the California DMV permit allows crews to test five vehicles without a driver behind the wheel, without anyone in the front seat, so it's completely driverless. They can conduct tests at daytime and nighttime, but only up to 30 miles an hour and only in fair weather conditions. So there is some control behind this. But those familiar with San Francisco, right, will have seen Cruise and other autonomous startups vehicles driving around. They are, in Cruise's case, a car based on the Chevy Bolt, a fully electric vehicle. And in other cases, in the likes of Zoox, for example, they are sort of bigger vehicles where you can clearly see that sensor suite. But it's interesting because here in California, there are 60 companies that have permission to test their autonomous vehicles, but with a driver in the front seat, a safety driver who can take over if they have to. There are only five that have this permit to test without a safety driver, with the front seats completely empty. And that includes Cruise, of course, but also Waymo, which is backed by Google, Nuro, AutoX, and Zoox. And I think what's really interesting here, Cruise can sort of concede that they're not the first company to do this because others have the permit. Waymo's doing very similar testing in the state of Arizona. But they're the first to do it, they say, in a major U.S. city. And of course, you know, for those of us that live in San Francisco or have visited the city, this is a challenging environment. There are lots of hills, lots of different traffic types. And it's not just cars, cyclists, pedestrians. It's a difficult city to navigate. And I think the point that Cruise are making with their announcement today is that this takes their testing another step, and they can demonstrate now without a safety driver that it really works in a real world environment.
Yeah, I mean, because it can be like an obstacle course driving through the city. I mean, now is calmer than ever, so I suppose this would be a time to do it. They can't have a paying passenger, though, right?
No. So the biggest sort of block right now to the progress of autonomous vehicles, or let's call them robo-taxi services, is that the regulations in the state of California, which are 50% governed by the DMV and 50% by the California Public Utilities Commission, the permit from the CPUC allows these startups to give rides, but they can't charge a fare. And so longer term, the question really is, what is the commercial viability of this? You can't charge a fare. It's all well and good that your technology works, but how do you know that a service that uses a robo-taxi will be priced in a way that's competitive so that people can choose to take that instead of, say, Uber or Lyft? We have some fantastic analysts in-house here at Bloomberg, at the Bloomberg New Energy Finance team, and they estimate, or they forecast, that by 2030 there will be around 215,000 robo-taxis commercially deployed in the US. But you have to remember where we're at. Today in the US, there are millions of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and you know, traditional taxis. So the idea that we'll have a couple of hundred thousand robo-taxis by 2030, it shows that there's a lot of progress to go. And I think one of the things the companies all talk about is that they still haven't cracked this ability to test the business model.
Will they be cheaper than you know, an Uber with a driver?
So, interesting. The one case study we do have is Waymo, who are testing a driverless service in Phoenix, Arizona. I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. In Arizona, they are allowed to charge a fare. And the early feedback from Waymo, which is offering this service to a very select group of trial customers is that the prices are competitive with Uber and Lyft. Now, there are some sort of limiting factors. Waymo runs this driverless service where there is no safety driver in the front seat in Arizona in a very limited geofenced area. You know, it's the same kind of routes over and over again. And they, you know, are kind of perfecting that before expanding it. But early signs are that it is competitive. The problem here in California is the rules don't let any of the startups who are doing their testing here in California to charge a fare. So they, while they are now taking their technology testing to the next level, really they still need to work out what a consumer-facing product looks like coming out of this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.